Hi, this is Mella, and you're listening to Love Mella the Podcast. Hi guys, wala lang, alam niyo ba? Napansin ko lahat na lang ng podcast ko. Sinastart ko by saying, alam niyo ba? Saying, alam niyo ba? Para namang nakausap ko kayo buong araw para malaman yun, diba? Pero I just wanna say, alam niyo ba? Inaantok ako right now, pero gusto ko rin mag-record ng podcast kasi hindi ko alam bakit. Siguro nasayangan ako sa setup ko kasi ready na siya. So sabi ko, sayang naman ko isa-setup ko uli siya bukas kasi hindi naman siya yung nasa corner lang na pupuntahan ko lang when I'm gonna record. Ano lang, sinasetup ko siya every now and then. So yeah, I just want to talk about tonight the things that make me feel beautiful or the times when I feel the most beautiful. Ayan, start tayo sa ano, sa medyo superficial, sa physical. I feel beautiful when I'm wearing makeup. As in, iba yung epekto niya sa akin. Parang, kasi ako very ma-acne ako. Sobrang, lahat ng pimples ko, kahit gumaling, may scar siya talaga. So, parang, hindi siya yung pagkatapos ng pimple, wala, makinis na ulit. Hindi ako isa sa mga pinagpala. talagang, ano siya, nasa genes siguro. Kasi, mas naman ako yung skin ng dad ko. Kaya sa mom ko, yung nanay kong kinis, yung nakakainis. Daya. Tapos, ang puti-puti, ba't ganun? Tapos, ayun, parang, yeah, I feel beautiful kapag natatakpan siya talaga. Lalo na kapag, ano, sobrang on fleek yung foundation mo na sobrang, like, parang ikaw lang yung nag-makeup pero parang makeup artist yung nag-makeup sa sobrang covered lahat ng gusto mong makover. Hindi naman sa you don't love your skin, pero you just feel more confident when you're wearing makeup, diba? So yeah, alam nyo ba, medyo late ako na-expose sa makeup kasi nung fresh ako, naalala ko as in papasok lang talaga ako ng nagbihis, nag-toothbrush, naligo, that's it. Wala ako nilagay anything sa face ko kasi that time naman wala akong face mask, so yeah. Tapos, ayun, di talaga ako nag-makeup that time kasi feeling ko sobrang ma-irritate yung skin ko since very, ano nga, ma-acne nga ako. So, akala ko, like, wala na nga ako makeup, may acne na ako. What more if mag-makeup ako? So, parang, yun yung thinking ko na parang, hala, ma-irritate yung skin ko, ganyan. Pero, na-realize ko one time nung one time lang naman, minakeupan ako ng ate ko. Tapos, na-realize ko, sabi ko, uy, parang ganda. Tapos, nung una sabi ko, tatry ko lang, cover ko lang yung scars kasi sobrang dami ko ang scars sa ano ko dati. Kasi, nung elementary ako, grabe yung acne ko sa noo, sobrang nag- pimple sila. Kumbaga parang pimple na tinubuan ng mukha. Ganon. So medyo malala yung pagbaba ng self-esteem ko dati. Pero now na I know how to use makeup and I always try to take care of my skin para hindi na ako magme-makeup. Ganyan. Ayun, with the help of my derma, ano naman, okay naman na achieve ko naman yung somehow yung medyo no breakout look. Kahit sobrang nagbe-breakout ako recently, medyo na-achieve ko naman through the help of maintenance na creams, ganun. Ngayong may pandemic, hindi na ako masyado nagme-makeup kasi naka-mask naman and parang naisip ko, sayang naman yung makeup kung sa mask lang siya mapupunta. And, pero minsan talaga, when I feel like it, I wear makeup. And, ayun, it really makes me feel more confident and feel ko ganda-ganda ko talaga. So, ayun. Next thing would be when I'm wearing on fleek outfits. Alam niyo yun kasi dressing up is so fun, lalo na if wala kang uniform ng college. And nung fresh ako, medyo ma-arty ako, ganyan. As in, sobrang arty ko manamit. Like, ayoko nag-repeat ng outfit as much as possible. And medyo na-achieve ko naman siya for the first term na halos hindi ako nag-ulit. Pero nung succeeding, ano magagawa ko? Inilalabahan yung damit ko, diba? So, saan, ganun naman yan eh. Pag walang uniform yung college mo, university mo, first year mo, ma-arty ka. Second year, slight. Pababa ng pababa yung arty level mo kasi ma-realize mo na pag-graduating ka na, shit, nakakatamad mag-isip ni kung alam anong thesis title ko, isipin ko pa ba yung susuotin kong damit. So, parang ayun, side story lang naman siya. Pero ayun, I really feel pretty and beautiful when I'm wearing outfits na na-picture ko na sa mind ko na susuotin ko for this day, ganun. Especially pre-pandemic, lahat talaga ng outfit na iisip ko na, oh, ito yung susuotin kong outfit for this event, for this lakad, for this specific day kasi baka may makita akong ganito, na-crush ko na gano'n. So, mga ganon, ba? Diba? So, parang, ayun, it's nice to express yourself through fashion, ba? Diba? Parang, It's really nice to ano eh, parang 'di ba ang ganda nga rin mag-invest sa damit kasi magagamit mo siya for life unless mag-gain ka ng malalang weight. Magagamit mo siya eh kahit pa sabihin mo right now sa office mo lang siya ginagamit pero in the future kung pa hindi ka naman na nag-office, magagamit mo pa rin siya sa bahay, 'di ba? So, 'yun nga, dressing up is so fun. It makes me feel pretty kasi wala, it does eh. Tsaka wag na kayo mapag-argue. So basta yun, parang 'di ba kasi sabi nga nila, it's not about the brand, it's about who wears it and how they carry it. So ayun, you really don't have to splurge on expensive clothes kasi nasa sa'yo naman yan kung paano mo siya dadalhin. And ang laking effect nun eh, if confident ka sa suot mo, it doesn't matter if feeling ng iba hindi bagay sa'yo. As long as you yourself, you believe na bagay siya sa'yo, bagay siya sa'yo. And magta-transcend siya. Ayun lang naman thoughts ko. And next would be hairstyle. Diba kasi crowning glory nga natin yung hair natin. Diba nakakainis kapag kapag patulog ka na, dun maganda yung hair mo. Lagi yun nangyayari sa akin, nakakainis. Siguro depende na rin sa shampoo mo yan, kung nag-conditioner ka ganyan. Pero iinisin ka talaga yan. Pag aalis ka ng bahay, sobrang pangat ng hair mo. Tapos pag matutulog ka na, my God, sobrang on fleek. So ayun, wala lang. I really feel beautiful when my hair is on fleek. Kasi kahit wala akong gawin, kahit hindi ko siya susuklayin for the whole day, kahit wala akong clip, maganda talaga siya. I mean, hindi naman sa narcissistic. Pero ang ganda ko talaga pag maganda yung hair ko. So pag pangat yung hair ko, dun talaga, I don't feel pretty. Kahit pag gaano kaganda yung damit ko and kahit pa may makeup ako. Hair talaga, isa sa pinaka-important sa akin. Ayun. Punta naman tayo sa deeper ones. I feel beautiful when I'm working. Alam mo yun kasi that's when I pour my heart and soul kasi. Like, when I do what I do, I really concentrate and yeah na sometimes nawawala yung concentration kasi may biglang magka-come up na ibang gagawin ganyan pero still work, 'di ba? Parang I feel beautiful when I'm working kasi especially kapag marami akong ginagawa, like yun talagang ginajuggle ko yung tasks and yung halos wala nang mapagsingitan ng time para huminga yun. Nakaka-stress siya and nakakaiyak pero I feel like I'm beautiful during those times kasi ewan ko, may something in hard work na is very beautiful to me. Like, kahit ibang tapag nakikita ko nagtatrabaho and na sobrang focus sa ginagawa nila, gandang-ganda ko sa kanila and they look 10 times more attractive. Hindi naman yung totally attractive na papatulang kita ganun, pero they look more themselves kasi you're just so lost in what you're doing eh, na you don't think of what you look like. And I think ang ganda-ganda nan kasi 'di ba lagi parang nako-conscious tayo what we look like and what we have to do to maintain this look para hindi tayo ma-haggard ganyan. Pero ang ganda-ganda-ganda-ganda ng mga tao pag haggard sila tapos nagtatrabaho sila. Ang gandang-ganda talaga ako sa mga tao and gandang-ganda gwapong guwapo kasi parang ang passionate kasi nila, 'di ba? So, wala, ang ganda lang. Na pag may nakikita akong sobrang concentrated sa work, tas yung halos hindi na makausap. Ayun, wala, ang ganda. Ang inspiring din nila, 'di ba, na magsipag sa work ganun. Next would be when I finally figure out what to do next. Like, alam niyo kasi 'di ba minsan when we deliberate on the pros and cons of doing something, tas na finally na figure out mo na kung ano 'yung gagawin mo. Ang ganda, 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 ganda. Kasi parang yung parang when you finally understand or na-gets mo na sa sarili mo 'yung gagawin mo and kung paano mo siya gagawin. Gets ba? Parang well, at least to me, when I see others na ganun sila, yung parang they finally figure out what they're trying to say and parang nagigets na nila yung gusto nilang sabihin, so na-communicate na nila sa'yo, I find it beautiful sa iba. So tinry ko rin siyang tignan sa sarili ko na parang kasi dati laging sa iba lang ako puri ng puri, pero na over time na I also have to cut myself some slack na parang dapat ako din, parang dapat i-appreciate ko rin yung self ko na parang hindi lang puro compliment sa iba, ganyan. Parang I also have to appreciate myself and give myself a pat on the back, ganyan. Gets ba? Parang, so ayun, it also makes me feel beautiful. It also makes me feel beautiful when I'm happy kasi iba talaga. Alam nyo, iba yung glow ng isang taong happy. Alam nyo yun kasi, di ba nga lagi pag may nakikita tayong friend natin na in love, sabihin natin, uy, blooming ka, ganyan. Kasi totoo yun, di ba? Yung mga friends natin na na in love, iba yung glow nila. So, if masaya ka, magtaano yun sa mukha mo, magre-reflect yun. And if stressed ka, makikita rin yun sa mukha mo. If okay yung kinalabasan ng ginawa mo, makikita yun sa face mo. If hindi ka masaya sa decision mo, makikita yun sa mukha mo. Makikita talaga lahat sa face mo. Unless artista ka na kaya mong umarte, hindi mo mapapakita. Pero as a normal person, as a human, mahirap siyang itago kasi makikita at makikita mo talaga siya. So, when someone's happy, makikita talaga sa mukha nila yun. Lalo na kapag hindi tungkol sa iba yung reason ng happiness ng person, when it's all about herself, when she finally achieved this goal, ganyan, makikita mo na, ah, shit, ang ganda niya, ang goal getter, ganun. Tapos when she finally sige, magtingin tayo sa long term, when someone is finally on top, or when someone finally reached her dreams of, example, having her own home. Ang ganda-ganda-ganda ng look on her face kasi alam mo na yung, ayun yung look of independence. Yung parang, oh, this girl so independent. Ganda-ganda niya. Ang galing-galing niya. Parang kahit ano kaya niyang gawin, ganun. So, add ko lang, another thing na I think would make me feel beautiful is when I'm finally, like, totally independent. Hindi pa siya nangyayari now, pero in the future, ayun, ganda. Ang taas ng tingin ko sa mga taong independent. Parang, wow, grabe the courage and the time it took for her to decide kung mag-move out ba talaga siya. Gets ba? Basta parang, wala, ang ganda. Ang taas talaga ng tingin ko sa mga taong independent. Parang, wow, they're on a different level talaga. Parang, when I meet someone na parang, oh, she's living alone, parang, oh my God, I wish I can do that soon. Parang ganun, lalang. I also, dagdag lang, I also feel beautiful when I'm recording podcasts. Kasi this is one of those times na I'm most vulnerable, except when I'm praying. It's one of the most vulnerable moments talaga for me kapag nag-record ako ng podcast. Kasi this is where I open up. Like, medyo therapy-ish ko siya eh. So, ayun, I really feel beautiful when I'm working nga. Like, anyway, ayun. Also, do you guys also feel like when you're in the shower, parang ang sexy-sexy nyo. Parang ganun. Especially when you're like singing Ariana Grande songs in the shower. Like, yung ready na yung shower, ganyan. Tapos biglang magpe-play sa mind mo. I love the way you make me feel. Naalala ko na naman yung TikTok ni Weeha Jun. Shit. Ay, nako. Oh my God. Oh my God. Okay, nadagdagan ko lang yung mga naiisip. Mga naiisip ko kasi while talking. I feel pretty also. Beautiful, sexy, whatever. When I'm fangirling, hindi ko alam for some reason. Kasi, di ba when you're fangirling, you're pouring all your attention to this one person or one group or one series. So, parang, gets ba? Ewan ko, ang ganda-ganda talaga ng, or baka sobrang hopeless romantic ko lang talaga na kahit anong gawin ng mga tao, I'm still gonna look at them as someone na pleasant or maganda. Kasi, doon na tayo dun sa era na mamimintas tayo eh, di ba? Parang, that's so 2014. Hello. Parang, now, parang, ano na lang talaga, let's hype each other up as long as we're not harming anyone. Alam mo yon, parang, di ba may times naman na when someone isn't that, well, aminin na natin, not everyone is attractive, pero when you see their photos and they're feeling themselves, you can't help but like their photo. Alam mo yon, parang, I'm not saying I'm perfect, but may mga tao talaga na not totally like super super gifted physically, well, at least in my eyes, kasi diba may subjective naman ang beauty eh. So wag na kayong magmalinis. Alam ko may mga pangit din in your eyes. So ayan, when someone na medyo hindi pasok sa standards mo ng beauty is or posted something tapos medyo feel niya yung sarili niya in that selfie, ang ganda-ganda, diba? Parang na-outweigh niya yung fact na hindi siya maganda in your eyes. The fact lang na she was feeling herself in that photo or in that selfie, maano ka na, parang madadala ka na. So, you're gonna like it. Diba? So, yeah. Another thing pala na ano, na I feel beautiful when I'm doing it is when I'm when I'm counting my sweldo. Hindi naman yung count na physical, parang nagko-compute ako, like when I'm using online banking apps, parang sabi ko, oh shit, dati ako lang yung tumitingin sa mom ko na nagko-compute ng expenses and all, but here I am, look, I'm also doing it now. It may not be as my expenses may not be as major as my mom's, but I'm also earning na rin. Parang, ang ganda nun, di ba? Parang, now that we're older, may realize natin na, oh, nung bata tayo, lahat pala nang nilook up natin nung bata pa tayo, yung mga nilook up nating person, ang ganda-ganda pala nila. Kasi dati, diba, hindi natin ma-appreciate. Parang may isip lang natin, oh, I wanna be like you cause you look like you figured your life out na ganyan. Pero, ayun, gets ba? Parang, ay nako, hindi ko alam kung nagme-make sense, pero baliktad ata yung sinabi ko. Kasi, diba, when we're young, parang in-idolize natin yung mga bata, ay yung mga matatanda, yung mga grown-ups, kasi feeling natin, alam na nila lahat. Pero, now na tayo na yung grown-ups, may realize natin na, ay shit, ang dami palang kaakibat na struggles ng pagiging grown-up. Alam mo yun, parang dati kasi all we see is the beautiful things and all the glamorous eme, diba? Pero ngayon na parang andita na tayo, sabi ko, oh shit, di pala lahat maganda. Lahat pala talaga. Work in progress. Parang lahat tayo dito as grown-ups. Lahat tayong grown-ups lost pa rin tayo until now. Especially now na, during the time of the pandemic, parang hindi natin alam na kung may papatunguhan pa ba mga bagay-bagay. Yung mga ganun lang. So, ayun. Hindi ko siya masyado napapag-usapan with people kasi feeling ko baka masyado boastful, parang when you say na parang this is what makes me feel pretty or sexy ganyan, pero and it's just so nice to ano pala talk about it. Ang ganda rin no when you treat yourself right, parang it's so beautiful of you to treat yourself right when you finally realize your worth. That makes you so powerful and that makes you so beautiful kasi parang ma-realize mo na, oh, dati parang hinahayaan mo lang na people will look down on you or parang harm you, hindi man harm, parang tapak-tapakan ka lang, pero now na na-realize mo na yung worth mo. Oy girl, ang ganda-ganda. It looks so beautiful when someone is when someone knows her worth, when she's very knowledgeable, ganon, when she has so much wisdom, ang ganda-ganda, diba? Parang dati ito, kaya sobrang idol ko si Tony dati kasi naisip ko, parang lagi niya kasing kinakwento, diba, parang sobrang strict ng parents niya and sobrang nakarelate ako doon, and sinabi niya na parang lahat talaga ng orders ng mom niya and ang dad niya, finolo niya, ganyan, kaya ngayon super okay ng life niya, pero parang wala lang pala lahat yun if yung choices mo sa life iba, no? Anyway, basta sobrang type ko si Tony before kasi parang sobrang grabe yung wisdom niya, parang hindi na, parang anything na itanong mo sa kanya, marirelate niya sa life niya and mabibigyan kanya ng magandang lesson. Pero walang-wala talaga yan if you really, gets ba? If yung choices mo sa life mo, parang alam mong may natatapakan kang tao, alam mo yung totoo, pero you still choose to do it. Alam mo, gets ba? So, ayun. To wrap this up, I just wanna say na, I feel the most beautiful also when I'm doing what I love to do, what I wanna do, not when I'm doing something I'm asked to do. Magkaiba yun eh, diba? Parang when you're doing something out of obligation and when you're doing something because you want it. When you do something because you want it, mabibigay mo lahat. As in, magre-ready talaga siya na, oh shit, itong taong to, what she's doing, she really loves it. Kasi pag nakatingin siya, parang nag-glow yung mukha niya. When she's talking about it, nag-sparkle yung eyes niya. Pero when she's just doing something she's asked to do and she doesn't like it, malalaman mo rin, diba? Parang iba yung vibe. Ayun, wala lang. It was nice talking about this. Sorry if medyo sabog ang atin yung grill. Thank you again for listening to my TED Talk and for always supporting me on Spotify and anywhere else that you're listening. Thank you so much, guys. Thank you so much. Pahinahin boses. So, yun lang. Don't forget to follow my podcast here on Spotify. Just click the follow button and my podcast socials at Love Mela the Podcast. Dun ako nagpo-post ng mga snippets ng mga podcast ko and yeah, anything that's related to my podcast, I post it there and may post ko sa IG story, ganyan. So, yeah. Thank you and don't forget to register to vote until October 30, pwede. And vote wisely. And bye guys, have a great week ahead and happy weekend. Bye bye.